The Sac Raiders had an outstanding year last year under head coach Brandon Steiger, going 22-8. And now they'll look to improve on that if they can this season. Coach, don't want to put any new pressure on you with that statement, but appreciate you joining us here today. And congrats on, again, another terrific year last year with the Raiders.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me.
With the success that you guys have had for a long, long time there and stuff, you and I were just chatting here during the commercial break here of the show, that you guys got your boards updated there at the Lakeview School, and the tradition that ESAC Raider volleyball has had has been kind of miraculous and terrific. How fun is it to be a part of that? But almost at the same time, what kind of pressure does that put on you and the girls to try to continue the successes that ESAC Raiders volleyball has had?
Not a ton of pressure, but, you know, success breeds success. So, I mean, having the younger girls play with conference championship teams, it does so much for the whole entire program. I can't say enough about the seniors that we had last year, you know, graduating 11. So this year's grew as an uphill battle.
What was the off season like then? Were you able to get, I imagine a lot of the girls came into the gym as often as they at least could with other activities and stuff going on. But what was that off season like?
ESAC as a whole, we had a really great off season. We kind of worked it out where we would do weights from 6 to 7 o'clock in the morning. Then we'd have open gym basketball from 7 to 8. And then we'd have volleyball from 8 to 9. You know, we did it that way so we make sure all the coaches are on the same page and all the girls can make sure that they can come in when they want to. And they don't have to come in any more than they have to.
Good turnout for you most days, the way it sounds?
Yeah, we had great turnout. We had somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 girls every day. So it was enough to go 6-on-6 sometimes, and we just had a really good offseason. Went to a couple camps, so yeah, the girls are putting in the work.
What was the focus during the summer, and then what did the focus become now that fall practice has started on what you wanted to get worked in to have the girls ready?
Probably like most teams, you know, we worked really hard on serve receive all through the summer. Really hard to do anything else if you can't serve receive. So we really preach, you know, way back to the Waggy years back in the day. You know, we preach 90% in is a win, and 80% you probably lose for serving. So if we can get a good serve receive, we can get a good set, we can get a good pass. So we had to get a few girls up to speed. But we have 3 returning starters, so we're looking pretty good so far this year. We got a scrimmage in Storm Lake on Thursday. So things are starting to click.
Talk about those 3 returning starters. What's the role going to be for them?
Addie Ealer, you know, she's going to be our powerhouse this year. She's going to be the girl that we look to get us out of runs and to score for us. We got Kendall, who was all conference last year as well. Kendall's one of our middles. She's a great blocker, a great leader for us. You know, she's a talker, sometimes a little too much, but love her to death. So she's going to play an important role. We have Kay Schmidt. She played right side for us. She played opposite Kate last year, Vondrak, so she'll probably be switching positions this year and having more of a lead role. Those 3 coming back give us a lot of experience coming back.
You had some other girls that saw the floor last year as well. Talk about the depth. Who are the other girls that are battling, and what spots are they looking to battle for?
We have Jordan Carroll. She's just one of the hardest working girls that I've ever met. She's always in the weight room. She's always going to camp. She's wanting to learn. She's going to be doing the majority of our setting this year. And, you know, most teams rely a lot on their setter, so we're really looking for her to have an awesome year. She's really looking good. I think she's going to surprise a lot of people this year. We got Emerson Ludwig. She's going to probably be another one of our front row players. She's great at blocking. She's same age as Jordan, so, you know, they've been clicking together since they were little. So that's there. And my daughter went out this year. She didn't go out last year. But she'll provide some much-needed minutes and some height and some athleticism to the mix. Yeah, Sarah Bontrager, she's just, I don't even know where to put her because she's so good everywhere.
Yep.
She's just super athletic and can do everything. Brooke Burns is going to see some playing time. She's a phenomenal server. Tori can play back row great. Ella Wilson, she'll probably more than likely be our libero this year. And she's, you know, I've coached her since she was in Little League, so. This is the core that I've kind of coached ever since. You know, they were in 3rd grade, so it's going to be an exciting year.
You got a few of those girls, do you think, going to play all the way around, or will you be rotating in kids into the back row?
I don't know. That's the nice part about having so many good back row players is we don't have to play girls all the way around if we don't have to. We have girls that can, many girls that can step in any position. We have some really good freshmen and sophomores coming up that might sit the bench and could get some valuable playing time and experience. I do think probably Addie will play all the way around. We might need her attacking from the back row, and she's been working on that pretty hard. So far things are clicking. I mean, we don't really, hopefully this week we kind of button up a lineup so we can get that perfected. The more we can get our lineup and our rotations figured out, the more we can just concentrate, play volleyball.
Coach, with the schedule, how do you like how it breaks down for you guys? Do you feel like, and you and I were talking, like I said, during the commercial break, Newell Fonda, you guys, two of the premier programs, you always seem to play them at a triangular early, so that means that there's some pressure right away to start this season.
Right, that's always seems to be a big one for us. You know, some years it decides, I mean, we don't know it at the time, but lots of years sometimes it decides, if you know, who won the conference right then and there that first game. So that's a lot of pressure for that first game. But the schedule's a little bit more in our favor this year. I think last year our first like 11 or 12 games were away, so that was rough. This year it's a little bit more favorable. You know, it kind of switches from year to year. More games home, more games away, kind of seems like in our conference. So this is more of a home year for us, so it's a little more balanced. I think we have an easier schedule to start the year overall, so that should help us, you know, get in a groove by the end of the season.
Coach, in the Twin Lakes Conference, I kind of jokingly told you before that about 99% of the time it comes down to that last match with South Central Calhoun, and then Newell Fonda jumped in here in the last 10 years or so, but you've always had other programs that always seem to be in that hunt as well. So who are the teams along with you guys that you think will be fighting for that crown this season?
I expect us to be right up there towards the top, but I also see South Central being up there. You know, they've got some really nice players. Newell Fonda, you know, Emmitsburg gave us a run for our money last year, and they were really young, and I think they're on the way up. Alta could be pretty good this year. Yeah, I think us four will have a battle at the top.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up this year. Looking forward to catching up with you each and every week to find out how the Raiders are doing and your thoughts on it. So appreciate you joining us here in the preview show. Best of luck in the upcoming season, and looking forward to catching up with you on a regular basis.
Sounds great, Jeff.
Head coach again, Brandon Steiger with the ESAC Raiders. We're back with more of our volleyball preview show coming up here on KCIM.